Let us pray. Lord Jesus, speak to this today. Speak to us through your living word. Let your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Help us to make sense of the situation that we are in through your living word. Help us to make sense of the world that what goes around us through your living word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 That's wonderful. If any of you are expecting Helen to come and preach, I am not Helen, and I am Moses, and I am the minister of this church. Helen, unfortunately, couldn't come today. She is our district chair. She was going to come, and she agreed to come and preach, but unfortunately, her dad died last week, so she said it would be important that to be with the family. And her mom also was in the hospital as well. So just keep her in our prayer. There was a guy who was very much worried about his wife hearing. So he was thinking, I need to go and speak to the doctor about my wife. I'm a bit worried about her. She's not hearing me well at all, not the way that she used to hear me. So she went to the doctor, he went to the doctor and said to the sir, I don't know how to explain to my wife that her hearing going bad to worse, but somehow I want you to, in a very subtle way, treat her hearing. Some, maybe you can speak to her in a way that she can understand. So first of all, we need to diagnose that she can't hear well. So the doctor advised him saying, this time, make sure, go back home and just call her name and then speak to her from 3 meters distance. See if she can hear you. And he went home and just at 3 meters distance, he called her, honey. And no response. And then he called her with a name, no response. And then says, what we are having for dinner. And then she didn't respond. He bit closer, so 2 meters, he said, honey, what are you having for dinner? No response. And then he went 1 meter close, honey, what we are having for dinner? And then she was turning back, and then he turned around in her face, what are you having for dinner? Can you hear me? For goodness sake, I told you for fourth time, it's a chicken stew. So it's not the problem with the wife, it's a problem with him. That he can't hear. Hearing is a good thing. We are looking at the passage Psalm 23 and John chapter 10. You can almost imagine the imagery of God being a good shepherd and we are his sheep. I'm sure you heard this story many times, didn't you? In your Sunday school or wherever you were. God, because even you don't have to be a Christian in order to believe, in order to hear this verse from Psalm 23. People use it very often in Psalm 23 in a funeral, don't they? They use that. The Lord is my shepherd. Some of you know in your brain, in your memory, all this, you memorized it. But this picture of shepherd is throughout the Bible. So many ways it's been explained, isn't it? The shepherding role and the shepherd, God being a shepherd, is being depicted in so many different ways. And you can see, and a lot of leaders in our church, history leaders, have been a shepherd as well. Like if you think about it, Abraham was a shepherd, and Moses was, again, tending the sheep, and David was a shepherd guy too, and Isaiah spoke of the coming of the Messiah, is saying he will feed his flock like a shepherd. So you can see that God is being a shepherd role is throughout the scripture. And even if Jesus told us a story like leaving the 100 sheep, 99 sheep in the fold and going after the one sheep. So you can almost imagine that we assume that God is seeing us as a sheep and he is the shepherd. But the story is, but what do you think about the sheep? The two things that we would like to look around this story. The condition of the sheep and the character of the shepherd. Okay, there's two things. If you don't remember anything else, just remember the condition of the sheep. Generally, if you think about it, the sheep are tasty sometimes. But what I mean is that they are stupid. Yeah, they follow. The thing is, they can't think themselves. They like following things, the sheep. And they make sometimes stupid mistake too. And that's what the sheep is. Sheep is sometimes it just like following things. And that's why he uses that analogy and he uses the imagery of sheep. There was an American tourist. I don't know why I say American, but any tourist. So he went to see a Middle East, traveling to see and visit the Middle East. He came upon several shepherds whose flocks had intermingled while drinking water with a from the brook. So he was there, three different group of shepherds are gathered together and the sheep were drinking water there. And after he introduced himself, this tourist introduced himself and is saying greetings. And one of the shepherds turned toward the sheep and called out like this, "Manna, manna," and "manna," he said, because "manna" means "follow me." So as soon as the sheep, his group of sheep, heard his voice, they just turned back and just followed him. It's amazed, and the tourist thought, wow, even among those mingled group, that his group of sheep followed him. Then one of the two remaining shepherds called out, same way, "Manna, manna, follow me." Again, his sheep left the common flock to follow him. Then this tourist said to the third shepherd and said, "I would like to try that. Why don't I call this name, same word?" So he dressed himself like he take the turbans from him and the cloaks, and that he dressed himself and just make sure he looked like that shepherd and called, "Manna, manna." The sheep did not respond at all, not even flinch. Not one of them moved toward him. And the tourist was surprised. So he asked, "Will the sheep ever follow someone other than you?" And he said, "Oh yes. The only time they follow other voices is when they are sick. When they are ill, they follow anyone." That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, that's interesting. So I just thought, so that's a good way to put ourselves in that situation. When we are ill, battered by the storms of life, failure after failure in certain things, and the illness takes over, and tiredness in your work, all the expectation from your school and the colleges, And you know, we heard from this children's story like that. We so many noises around us and we don't know who to listen to. We're just tired of all the things all that comes once. And then we just try to follow because we like to easy fix things and something too good to be true. And you fall into that trap of listening to the wrong voice. And you follow it. And that happens in our life. And we are not immune to those things. Because we all go through difficult times, right? The storms of life comes all different forms. Where even when you are not ill, but your partner gets ill. Or your children gets ill. And you're the loved one struggling and you feel helpless. And you're just tired. And you are having a small children at home. And it's keeping you whole night awake. Again, you are so tired. And you just started to listen to that thing, the wrong voice. And that's happened. It's a normality. But it'd be good to know. So, what are the signs that this shepherd look from the sheep if they are ill or not? What are the signs they look for it? If the shepherd, I'm not a shepherd, but I'm sure some of you might have been farmer or you know the farmers. So what are the signs they look for? This sheep is ill. The first sign is, first of all, they are eating food or not. Yeah? They don't eat food. And that's a wonderful thing. See, if my wife knows that I'm not eating food, you know that I'm definitely ill. And that's true. So the sheep, they look for whether they are eating well. Are they eating? But again, in the church, that's another word that I could say is apathy. That no, you're not hungry enough to eat things. Yeah, apathy. That's normal nowadays in most of the churches that we feel people, that the spirit of apathy takes over. They come to church, do those things that are obligation, we need to do certain things, but nothing affects their lifestyle. You know, not hungry. If you feel yourself you're not hungry, maybe pray about it. I'm not hungry. Because that's what Jesus said. Blessed are those who are hungry for righteousness. Isn't it? That hunger, it needs to come within us. Hunger for righteousness. If you feel apathy, that's what generally happens. I hear people who say, I'm not hungry. Which means you know they're not getting the nutrition, what they need. Church is a common place that we will find that apathy. And that's why people worry about, we are not doing anything wrong. We are not murdering anyone. We are not bad people. We are trying to be good. But this apathy takes over. And then sitting in this little corner, just like the same thing again and again and again and again. It becomes part of our tradition. And you never listen to that voice. And never hunger for righteousness. Right things with God. Hunger to do the right things, what God asks you to do. And that's a sign of the sheep is ill. You lose weight. Eventually, the apathy will kill you. Eventually, the church will down be. Just got disappear. I know lots of churches, even within the Methodist church, that one of the common things that we find is church closing down because they sat with this apathy. And our church is not prone to that either. We will. If that spirit of apathy takes over, eventually will kill us. And that's why Jesus used that word in Matthew, but Isaiah prophesied is, come, all who are thirsty and hungry. Come to the waters and buy and eat, because that's why Jesus, God is ready to feed you. We need to come to him. And so that you can see what God wants you to do. There is no kind of a static Christianity. There's no kind of like, oh, sit there and enjoy and wasting our time until our time comes home. When we are Christian, you don't sit down. You look for an opportunity how to be involved in the community. How to look for justice. How to stand for the truth. That's what the Christianity is. You don't sit down and just wait for the things to go over. If God thinks of you like that, he would have taken you home anytime. He left you here because he is not finished with you. That means the hungry, the more you eat, the more you get hungry. Do you know that? The more you eat and our system starts to work and the more you get hungry and you got a routine things. And it gets better and better. The second thing the shepherd looks for, whether the sheep is ill or not, is that whether the sheep is eating the right food. Right food they are eating. Because we can stop and go to driveway and eat McDonald's every time. Quick fix. And you can eat other kind of food, eventually you will see the difference in your body. Eating the right food helps you to be healthy. So the shepherd looks at the sheep, make sure he's got a healthy food. Make sure that he is eating well and eating the right food. Water and the food and everything else is combined. And that's what Jesus said. One of the biggest temptation in the desert Jesus had to face is this. Eat this food. Why don't you turn this rock to the bread and eat it? And he said, man does not live by bread alone and the word of God. Isn't it? Because the word of God is very important. It is important. You may think I pray to God and I do those things, but the word of God helps you to pray. It helps you to form your sentence. It helps you to see how God reacted, how influenced the people in the church, in the history of the church. People like you and me. So that is why eating the right food helps you be stronger. And Paul uses this analogy of you don't want just to eat only the milk, but you also have to eat the meat in order to be stronger. Yeah? You can see that. You can see that food nutrition within the word of God is helping you to stay strong. There is no kind of middle ground. You eat, start with milk, being, and the little things that you do, learning about God, and then you go deeper and eating meat. You don't just do the shallow water fishing all the time. God asks you to go deeper to get more fish, right? That's all God asks. This is the image that Jesus says, make sure you eat the right food. When Jesus encountered a woman, a Samaritan woman, and then the disciples went to buy food, and then they brought some food back to Jesus, and they said, Jesus, we got the food, but no, I already had the food, he said, didn't he? I already had the food. Because what he meant is that he met with that woman and he just had that conversation and that he filled his stomach with the right food. I don't know who's the people that are near to you or the people that you are working with or the people that you do exercise with. God brings you along that, and that's where you fill your tummy with the good food, where you share the good news of Jesus with that person. Yeah? And the more you do that, it's important that you are also healthy. Because our good news is not for us to keep. The good news is to share. Because if you look at that, if you see the good news is to keep, it'll get rotten eventually. And that's what happens when God provides manna in the book, in the story. Everybody said, God gives you daily bread, and they started to store it because they're thinking, what about if tomorrow there's no food in it? So they kept it and storage. And what happened? It started to stink. We don't keep it in the refrigerator, God's word. Refrigerator. We share it. The more you share, the more the living God works in you and stay fresh. Whatever the way that God, that means to you. Whatever they may. Maybe even the way that you invite a random people to church, to a home, and feed them, have a meal together, and share the goodness of God with you. Maybe think about, how do I invite this person to our home in a way? Or how do I invite these children? Or how can I babysit this particular person? Whatever ways. God provides you opportunity to share the good news, if you're willing to step out. And that's what I want this church to be like. Everybody looks for an opportunity. Whether you are a visitor, whether you have been here for a long time, it doesn't matter. Jesus doesn't look at it like, oh, you are the new Christian, oh, you are the old Christian, 40 years, let me treat you a better way. Everybody he treats same way, as long as that you are ready to do the will of God. Then he feeds you even more. And he takes you, this is a God that will take you in a green pastures and feed you well. That's what he says. My food is to do the will of God who sent me. And that's what Jesus said. That's my food. And you do the same thing too. And finally, this shepherd looks for, if they are ill, the sheep is ill, is make sure they churn the food. Not only just eating the food, but the sheep like to bring out the food and they're churning, right? They're churning the food. So that's a sign of the sheep. If they don't churn or chew, that means they are ill. Because the reason I know it very well is because I used to have a pet goats in my house when I was growing up. And I know when they are not chewing it, that means they are not very well. Something, a tummy problem. And I like that analogy. We need to chew the food. Psalm 1, it talks about the people. Psalm 1, it says like this wonderful way that it pictures is, we need to not only just study, it's like you need to meditate on God's word. That word meditate means, actually, literally, means chewing. The word of God comes from the Hebrew word. Meditating on God's word literally means chewing and churning. Not only just reading the food, reading the scripture, but take your time to read the scripture. What does that mean for me today? What does that mean for our church today? Meditate on it. The more you meditate on it, this is what the picture says, like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which produces fruits in all seasons. Yeah? That's what it says. It produces the fruits all season, not just during the spring, actually. That's what our natural world tells you. It produces fruits in all season, which includes the winter season, which includes the barren season, which includes when things are not going your way, when things are broken and battered, and when storms of life takes over you, when the partners just, the relationship is just on the verge of breaking down, still produces fruits when you meditate on God's word. This is simple, but yet we need to remind ourselves. If you look at yourself, put yourself in the shoes of sheep, and that's what shepherd looks at you. That sheep is ill. Whether we are eating or not, eating well, right food or not, whether you are churning or chewing or not. If this is okay, you will see the difference in your lifestyle. You will see, not only that you see yourself, the people around you will see the difference. That's what makes it a big difference. The people around you, in your family, in your children, or your partners who started to see, I can see something different in you. And that's what happens as a Christian life. So now you look at it, that we are sheep, and we are being ill sometimes, and I know that the apathy takes over, I know that sometimes we don't do very well. But is there any hope for this sheep? Yes, there is. Because the shepherd is the kind of shepherd, he doesn't look out for you like you are ill, he doesn't wash his hands on you. This is the shepherd who looks out for you. This is the shepherd who leaves the 99 and go after the one that was got lost. You know, so that is a hope that you say, I've gone further away. It's been too long since I picked up the Bible. It's been too long that I said a prayer. It's been too long I turned up to the church. God doesn't think that way. He always right in the midst of the situation where you are in. He's always in the middle of it, saying, here I am. Come to me, my son, my daughter. I'm not looking, when I look at you, he doesn't look at all the failures that you have. He looks for the solution. He doesn't look at you that you're too ill that is not be cured. He says, how do I feed you to make you healthy again? Because Jesus said, I didn't come here on this earth for the healthy people. In fact, I came here for the hill sheep. Amen? It is. He is. That's what he came for, to restore you, to give you the strength back again, to stand on your feet and flourish and bear fruits in all season. That's what he wants. That's what the shepherd that we got. Our God is a loving and caring and full of grace, and he wants to rescue you and restore you if only you let him. He will come into your life. You can say a little prayer like, God, I don't know what this guy is talking about. Why don't you come into my life? Speak to me. Let me hear your voice. Because the sheep know the shepherd. Although the sheep are stupid, but they are clever enough to listen to the master's voice. It's all given to you. You are clever enough to listen to the voice that's speaking within, deep within you, that would quench your thirst, satisfy your hunger. You can tap into that. Lord, come one more time in my life. Forgive me the things that I've been ignorant. Forgive me the things that I've done, and I put other things first. Forgive me and help me. I am ill. I don't feel this hungry that he's talking about. But give me the hunger. Give me the thirsty. Give me the joy of being a Christian. We don't call ourselves a miserable Christians, because sometimes the world thinks that we are miserable, you know. We are filled with the joy of the Lord. That's our strength. And he fills you and gives you the everlasting joy, the eternal life. That good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He lays down. If we are to follow the a shepherding model as laying down by Christ, then sacrifice must be the part of our faith too. Giving up your little time, little place, little things to serve God. Come forward, he will take the rest. But God doesn't just want you to be a sheep, but he's also want you to step into the role model of shepherd too, to lead other people to Christ. You see, the sheep is a, we were thinking only the sheep that we want to follow, but there are certain places that God changes the role. Now, I'm going to make you as a shepherd. Go and lead other people. And that's why it's going deeper means. You can be the shepherd too, to lead other people to Christ. That's what Jesus asked Peter. After all the battles of life he'd been through, in the after, just before you're taken off to heaven, he just said to him, Peter, do you love me? Do you really love me? And the last thing he said to him, feed my sheep. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment to reminding us what is the sheep means. Sometimes we are like a sheep. We make stupid mistakes. We wander off. We follow the crowd. Or we are too shy, too embarrassed to share the good news. Or even we make a stupid mistakes in our life. Lord, we know we got a good shepherd. The shepherd who are willing to forgive us, who are willing to lead us in the green pastures, willing to feed us and to restore us. So Lord, help us to follow you and listen to your voice this morning. And also be help us to feed your sheep. Guide us, Lord, and lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.